In 1860, the French and British didn't just win a war. They sent a message. A message written in fire, ash, and looted treasure. And from the ashes of one of China's greatest cultural wonders, a lesson was burned into memory. Never trust the West with your destiny. This is the forgotten story of how Europe humiliated China and how China never forgot. Imagine Versailles, the forbidden city, and the Vatican rolled into one. That's what the old summer palace was to China, a masterpiece of art, engineering, and beauty. Known as Wenmingyuan, or the Gardens of Perfect Brightness, this wasn't just a palace. It was a spiritual heart, a storehouse of knowledge, and a symbol of Chinese sophistication. It took over 150 years to build. Hundreds of artisans, painters, poets, and craftsmen worked under multiple emperors to create something that whispered, "This is the height of civilization." And yet, in just 3 days, it would be burned to the ground by men who never built anything like it in their lives. The destruction didn't come out of nowhere. It was the climax of a violent chapter known as the Second Opium War. Britain and France wanted more trade, especially in opium, a drug that was flooding Chinese society and destroying lives. When China resisted, the West responded the only way it knew how, with gunboats. Cannons roared, cities fell, diplomacy was replaced with invasion. The Qing dynasty was no saint, but they were fighting for sovereignty. And when they captured a few British envoys during negotiations, the West used it as an excuse for revenge. Lord Elgin, son of the man who stole the Parthenon marbles from Greece, ordered the palace destroyed. Not just looted, destroyed, burned. Thousands of soldiers ransacked the halls, ripped priceless scrolls, jewels, clocks, porcelain, statues, and sacred relics from their homes. It's estimated that over 1.5 million artifacts were stolen. Today you'll find them scattered across European museums, from the British Museum to the Louvre, displayed with little to no context. Chinese tourists looking solemn. What wasn't stolen was burned. Libraries filled with ancient texts, gone. Poetry, art, cosmological charts, turned to smoke. To the Chinese, this wasn't just a military loss. It was a humiliation, a spiritual violation, a civilizational insult. From that day forward, trust in Western powers dissolved. The idea that European powers brought civilization became a cruel joke. The burning of Wenmingyuan is remembered in China the same way Africans remember the looting of Benin City or how Indians recall the Jallianwala Bagh massacre. It's not just history, it's trauma passed through generations. In China today, this event is taught in schools, shown in films, and whispered in nationalist rhetoric because it was a moment that said, never again. Now here's the uncomfortable truth. Many of those stolen treasures are still in Western museums, and when China, or Nigeria, or Greece asks for them back, they're told no. The justification? If we didn't take them, they'd have been destroyed. But who destroyed them in the first place? The West made billions off colonial violence, and then had the nerve to act like the guardians of global culture. But make no mistake, China remembers, and the world is watching. This isn't just about the past. It's about power, memory, and dignity. In a time when global empires are shifting, and when China rises again as a global force, the shadow of that burning palace still lingers. Because behind every act of resistance is a memory. And behind every memory, a fire that never truly went out. Only the strong can forgive. The weak must remember. Chinese proverb. If this story made you feel something, share it. Not just to go viral, but to remind people that history is not just dates and treaties. It's pain. It's pride. And sometimes it's the fire that keeps nations awake.